song. No, I don't care what they say. I wrote that for my little niece, Stephanie. We'll send that out to her.
Thank y'all. Rock anthem.
That's a rock and roll and bluegrass sort of thing, ain't it? That ain't no part of bluegrass right there, I don't think.
Maybe it is.
What would Bill say?
Let's do a... Oh, we're going to get there for you.
You'd like to hear that. We're going to do a number or two, and then we're going to get some good buddies up to pick with us here a little bit and rage it out for you guys and girls.
Break it down, but a good trumpet part.
I heard somebody whisper something at me. Did you whisper at me, Will?
Yeah, let's do some. I think John Hartford had a major influence on rap music. I don't know.
I think he did too.
If we really broke it down, he did a whole lot of speak singing that was incredibly groundbreaking, I think. So maybe that's a sign we should involve that element. I don't know. What would Bill say?
That's next week.
We're going to do this for Wolf of the Rumpke Mountain Boys. Y'all know those guys? If you don't, they're going to wear your ass out tonight, I'll tell you that. In a good way. We're going to do a little rap music and a little bit of fiddle tunes together. We hope this works. I grew up and I had a lot of Doc Watson and Clarence White albums, and I learned to play guitar off of them when I was like eight. I started learning when I was 8 or 9 years old, and a lot of Tony Rice albums, of course, and it's all the good stuff, you know, and I went to a little store there, a record store, and saw an album with these guys dressed with big feathers on their heads and looked really unique, and I'd never seen anything like it. And I took all my allowance I'd saved up for 3 weeks and bought the album, and it changed my life. And it had nothing to do whatsoever with Doc Watson or Clarence White.